I drank a glass of water.
And you might ask me, how much have you
drank?
And you'd say, we certainly do what a lot of water.
We certainly do drink a lot of water.
And if something was cooking and made a good impression on your nostrils, you'd tell someone, would you just...
Sure smells good.
Okay, and you'd tell someone, just...
Smell that.
Okay, did you ever say smell of that?
No, I don't remember saying that.
And you'd say, this is an imitation maple syrup. This is... If it's not imitation, you'd say it's...
This is pure.
Or another way of saying that, this is...
Genuine maple.
Okay. And if you were buying something several hundred pounds at a time, you'd say you were buying it in...
Gross.
Okay. What's another way of saying that?
Large lots or something.
Did you ever say in bulk or bulk?
Oh, yeah. In bulk.
What would you say when you were buying, back when sugar was sold to you, weighed out of the barrel? You'd say it was sold.
To the bottom of the barrel?
Did you ever say so loose?
Yeah, loose sugar, that's right.
What else was so loose?
Rice, flour, and meal. There has been a time flour and meal, rice and sugar. You'd buy your pickles from a barrel, a jar, and just lots of things.
Do they still sell anything in barrels now?
I don't know, dear.
I don't think I've ever seen
I don't think they do now. I really don't know.
This is something that is kind of a southern food. People eat it for breakfast. It's white.
Rye?
It's ground up real fine.
Oh, I know what you're talking about now. Grits.
Okay. Y'all eat those?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, sir. I like grits. I like grits with my eggs and bacon.
What's something that's similar to grits, only it's a whole kernel?
Corn?
Well, it's the whole kernels of corn, but it's been soaked in lye.
Hominy. Hominy.
Did you used to make that?
I haven't ever made any hominy, I don't think, but my grandmother used to make hominy.
How would you do it?
Well, honey, that's been way back there. I don't actually remember just how she did. I know she would boil the corn and then they'd use lye some way and to husk it and then wash it over and... But I couldn't go through all that process. If I would undertake to try to make hominy now, I'd have to have a recipe to make it by because I don't know. But I remember she'd cook it and she'd cook a whole pot when she cooked it. You know, it's a long grown out thing.
One of those big ones.
Yeah, and have one of those big old black pots and there'd be hominy. She'd put that hominy up. I don't know how they're taking care of it.
Yeah, it seems like it would go bad.
Well, I think they put it, I just think she put it in fruit jars. Like, I won't be sure about that, though. Just like I say, that's just so long. But I remember being out there and Grandma would be making that hominy. It would smell so good after the first cooking, you know, after they got the husk. You have to first cook it and get the husk off of the corn. And I think that's when they put the lye in. But I don't know. I wouldn't know how to make no hominy.
A sweet spread you could put on toast or biscuits in the morning would be?
A sweet spread.
Jam or?
Jelly or jam or preserves.
And what you'd season your food with would be?
Salt.
And?
Pepper.
And if there was a bowl of apples and a child wanted one, he'd tell you?
I want an apple or give me an apple.
Okay. And you say, it wasn't these boys, it must have been one of
them. Or one of the others.
Okay. Did you ever say one of them boys? Or them there
yeah,
boys?
Yeah, one of, no, I don't. Them there don't go together. Say one of them boys.
Okay. And you said, he doesn't live here, he lives
over yonder.
Okay. And you tell someone, don't do it that way, do it
this way.